At MetroPCS, we let the numbers do the talking. 4, enjoy a reliable 4G LTE network that's faster than Sprint. 2, get 2 free smartphones when you switch to MetroPCS. 99, the percentage of people in the U.S. covered by MetroPCS. Get 2 free Samsung Galaxy J3 Prime smartphones when you switch. MetroPCS, wireless figured out. Coverage not available in some areas. Sales tax not included in phone price. Excludes numbers on the T-Mobile network are active on MetroPCS in past 90 days. Coverage claim based on talk text coverage. Speed claim from downloads. See store for details, terms, and conditions.
This is the New England Patriots newsfeed on CLNS Radio. Today is Wednesday, February 8th, 2017. I'm Michael Longy reporting for CLNS Radio, the leading online provider of audio and video coverage of Boston sports. As if it wasn't enough to be one of the Patriots' heroes of Super Bowl 51, Julian Edelman will now have his unbelievable fourth quarter catch immortalized on the cover of the latest issue of Sports Illustrated. The issue will be released next week, the week of February 13th, and in other Edelman news, the receiver also released a t-shirt on his website, julianedelman.com, commemorating the catch, which you can buy for $29.99. The Patriots will have plenty of work cut out for them this upcoming offseason, as the team has a host of free agents on both sides of the ball, including 14 unrestricted free agents. On offense, the Patriots will have to decide on the futures of tight end Martellus Bennett, right tackle Sebastian Vollmer, running backs LeGarrette Blount and Brandon Bolden, wide receiver Michael Floyd, and fullback James Devlin. On defense, the contracts are up for defensive ends Jabal Sheard, Chris Long, and Greg Scruggs, defensive tackle Alan Branch, linebackers Dont'a Hightower and Barkevious Mingo, cornerback Logan Ryan, and safety Daron Harmon. The Patriots also have three restricted free agents on the team this year in right tackle Cameron Fleming, linebacker Trevor Riley, and cornerback Malcolm Butler. The Patriots made their triumphant return to Boston on Tuesday morning with a celebration parade through the streets. An estimated 1 million fans turned out in the snow and rain for the parade, which took about 90 minutes and wound through Boston from Boylston Street to City Hall. Tom Brady and Bill Belichick addressed the fans at City Hall before the team boarded buses and headed for yet another parade in nearby Providence, Rhode Island. And finally, it appears that Bill Belichick will, in fact, take a couple days off this weekend to enjoy some golf. Belichick will be participating in the PGA Tour's AT&T Pebble Beach Pro-Am on Thursday through Saturday in California, and then again on Sunday if he and his partner advance. Belichick has paired with PGA Pro Ricky Barnes, whose dad Bruce was a punter for the Patriots back in the 1970s. Also in his group will be Rob Oppenheim, who is a native of Andover. The group will tee off on Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern Time. That's it for today's Patriots newsfeed. For even more on the five-time Super Bowl champs, follow CLNSradio.com on Twitter, at CLNSradio, and on Facebook at Facebook.com/CLNSfans. And be sure to subscribe to the CLNS Radio New England Patriots postgame show and the Patriots Beat podcast feed, both available on iTunes and Stitcher, as well as on the CLNS Radio mobile podcast app. This is Michael Longy for Patriots Newsfeed.